This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Bar, and then went back to order two for one margaritas. Outnumbered co-host Emily Campagno. This dyslexic comedian will make you LLO. Comedian Jeff Dye. And you may remember her from such TV shows as Cops and Live PD. Right. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. And a folding chair is his money clip. My massive sidekick and the NWA World Television Champion, Tyron. So, Emily, it was our country's birthday yesterday. I trust you behaved yourself, but had a patriotic good time.
I did. I celebrated.
Yes, yes. Isn't that what one does on a birthday? You don't go to the birthday boy or birthday girl and dress them down for their history, do you?
No, birthdays are for popping out of cakes, which is
I'd like
exactly
to see
what
that.
I did.
Not you. I mean that. I mean, I'd like to see Benjamin Franklin pop out.
Not her. Right. I'll watch it.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I work here. I forgot my job. For God's sake,
pesky rules.
So look, I'll weigh in on Hollywood celebrities weighing in with all of those tweets, right? And Katy Perry sent out one where she said that women have less rights here in this country than a firework, and citing her top 10 song or her number one song, Fireworks.
Right.
And the insularity of these celebrities is so asinine to me. It's so nauseating because these comments are totally delusional, right? So she's talking about, like, what voting rights?
Yeah.
That we have less voting rights here. What about in Kenya, where pregnant women can't leave the house, so they absolutely have no constructive right to vote? Or in Oman, where women have to vote as their husbands do, or or risk death, Jeff.
Oh, my bad.
Read the room, okay? And then when we talk about, you know, schoolgirls, which I think are sort of the majority of her audience, they are the reason she is wealthy. And in Afghanistan, under the Taliban, they can even go to school past sixth grade. So for her to be so tone deaf, for her to not realize this is the greatest country, that here it's amazing to live in, to me just is one more indicator how insulated Hollywood is, how out of touch their opinions are. And if she needs to learn, she should just ask her husband or her baby daddy, who's from the UK, where abortion rights, for example, are even more restrictive than here.
Who's she married to? Orlando Bloom. That's correct.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad we got that in there. You know, Jeff, how did you spend your 4th? Were you angry, defiant? Did you sleep right through it?
No, I didn't hear anything about Bette Midler and all these celebrities saying that we shouldn't celebrate. I was too busy actually celebrating the holiday. because that's what you do, and it's nice, and I love the holiday, and I think it's great. I think it's very confusing. Turns out you don't have to listen to Bette Midler. She's not in charge of your freedoms.
Yes.
I didn't even notice that she said anything, because she's an idiot.
That is true. And she definitely didn't speak to my heart. Yep. That's for sure.
That's right.
You know, Kat, I did bring up these, like, it's kind of like they're replacing certain things that maybe we didn't really, I don't know, appreciate. Like, I didn't really think about what patriotism is or even what religion is until you suddenly see what the left wants to replace it with. What do you make of that hypothesis?
I don't think that most people do think about it even now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, all these tweets are like, well, now I'm not celebrating the country on the 4th of July. Like, how much were you thinking about the country before?
Right.
You know, like, you don't have to be all excited about the reason for the party to want to go to a party if it's going to be fun.
Yes.
I also didn't see any of this stuff because I was celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they also think that they're just so noble and so cool for, you know, all this stuff, you know, tweeting all this stuff. And I'm just going to also say, like, I'm not that impressed by it. It also didn't piss me off. If you want to be miserable, then go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Also, Katy Perry thinks babies are fireworks. We don't have to listen to
her. If I have to hear that song one more time, yeah. I'm going to blow my head off.
Yeah. Yes.
Babies are human things, not fireworks.
Yes. They'd be fun, though, if they were hard firework. A little mick on the top of their head, and you can light it, and they
Yeah, you're not allowed to have children.
What if we fused a firework onto babies?
Everything you're saying is a bad idea. Right?
Hear me out.
No, I'm going to stop.
Roman candle.
Oh, my God.
No, all right.
No, just no, how did you can't spend, even be an uncle.
How did you spend your 4th of July, Tyrus?
Oh, man, I was me and the brothers got together. We thought about a revolution. it was all the red tape and it was all the work. So we said, screw it. We barbecued. Let up some fireworks and watch some baseball. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. You want to fix it with the celebrities. All you have to do to all of them is book them. Give them a show on the 4th of July and they'll love it again. Yeah. That's all it is because every one of them, they weren't booked. So the hell with the 4th of July, because I'm pretty sure I had to sit through 9 hours of Katy Perry's fireworks on the 4th of July
over
everywhere.
And over and over.
And here's the deal. This is what's beautiful in America. You don't have to celebrate it and no one's going to come after you. But what's hilarious is ESPN, the writer, the brother who wrote this, was trashing America, and he was talking about how unpatriotic it used to be. He forgot that day game that he went to in New York for the Yankees-Red Sox game. The reason why it's a day game is so we can have fireworks at night to celebrate the 4th of July. He forgot that, and he also forgot it's a very forgiving country that you can be accused of choking your wife in public and plead down, which means you did it, and still have your job and still be able to give an opinion. No other else but America can you do that. And he seemed to forget all those things when he was talking. So, real easy. Give them all jobs on the 4th of July. No one's watching anyway because we're going to play outside. So they can have put them all on a show together.
How smart is What's-Her-Face, Katy Perry, to name a song Fireworks knowing that it will be played at least one day a year? Right?
Yeah.
I was so, if I form a band.
Smart or mean?
Yeah,
or mean.
Or she lost the rights to the record company and it's at amusement parks and stuff now, so that's why she's mad.
I'm going to release a record in which all of my songs are going to be based on holidays. Yes. Right? Easter Bunny, something called like The Eggs.
It'll get you to like Christmas again.
It will be.
My next album is going to be called Pride Month, so I get more and more every year. More. 6 months.
Pride Month.
Later a year.
That's great. Should be 2 months. I'm going to push for 2 months next year. Damn it. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
He thought he'd still get paid while skipping work over Roe v. Wade. A woke employee obsessed with himself is told to go work somewhere else. Universal Music Group, or UNGR, Michael Lopez was supposed to send reports about upcoming releases on the day Roe v. Wade was overturned, but he refused, sending this email instead. Quote, I didn't do them today. I'm in mourning due to the attack on people with uteruses in the U.S. Yeah, people with uteruses. That's funny. Where do they keep them? In the glove compartment? Let me get my uterus. It's going to happen. Lopez claims that HR called and then fired him over Zoom the following Monday due to his failure to do his job. Here's his reply on, of all places, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Quote, a brown queer person terminated during Pride Month speaking in support of abortion rights. Seems like that's exactly what America is all about right now. But fortunately, he did post it on LinkedIn where potential employers now know not to hire him either. I guess he learned there are limits to keeping your job, like not doing your job. The company said in a statement that it could not discuss an individual's personnel record, but added that what was posted on social media is inaccurate. Wow, an inaccurate social post from a lefty activist? Now I've heard everything. But cheer up, Michael. As an incompetent LGBTQ-ish person of color, you may never get another job sending useless emails, but you can always be White House press secretary. This guy is not in the same realm as the bodega boy, right, Tyrus?
He's worse.
Yeah, he should have been fired.
He should have been fired.
Yeah.
He was in mourning.
Yes, in mourning.
You want to be in mourning?
Yeah.
You're that brittle?
Yeah.
That's how brittle they are instead of showing up. Like, that's what kills me about this particular mindset of when things don't go my way, I take my ball and go home. Mm-hmm. And I frown, and anybody else who didn't agree with me is wrong. Mm-hmm. Because when you get hit in the mouth, they fold up. And it wasn't even directly, he was completely out of the game.
Yeah.
He's in no way affected other than like a sister or
a
friend.
I have to go home.
Yeah, what? As a black man, when a white guy would come up to me like, man, the OJ thing, man, I thought he was innocent. Oh, man, I feel so sorry for you. And I'm like, I don't know that, so why are you talking to me about it?
You don't like allies.
No.
You don't need an ally?
No one wants an ally. And if you identify as an ally, please stop.
I hate allies. The whole ally kind of thing this time, I'm your ally, blah, 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 which is basically saying, I think I'm better than you are.
But or I am you.
I am you,
I know your struggle, brother.
Yeah.
But this is all based on the illusion that we have created that the workplace should care about your feelings in general. So this person thought he could get away with it, right?
Yeah, I think he wanted to be on TV.
Yeah.
He's just running amok.
Yeah.
He even labeled himself in all these little groups and said, yeah. I didn't think you could mourn a political current event.
Yeah.
I didn't think you could mourn any of those things.
Yeah.
He's introducing new crap we're going to have to talk about.
Exactly. Yes.
He's an idiot.
Can be changed.
We should have ceremonies and stuff. You have to take a week off because I'm mourning.
Click it or ticket. I love driving around with no seatbelt, you know? And then when that happened, I get a week off. I'm so sad about it.
Emily, we have been tricked into thinking that the workplace cares about us because the workplace is scared of people like you, lawyers, right? So we're always inundated with emails about charities. 501, what's a running thing?
You're looking at me.
Treadmill?
It's a race.
A 50K, like they're 5K.
A 5K.
A 5K. Clearly not a 5K.
I went running on a 401K the other day. But we've been tricked into thinking that like our workplace is like a benevolent mother, but it's not, and it never should be. You go into work, you think about what you're going to eat, and then you go home. That's what I do.
That's what your days look like. I don't think we've been tricked because I think we see it for exactly what it is. I think these younger generations and the woke left, this is how they want us to see it. And the thing is, the laws already exist to account for you taking time off or whatever you need. That's called a personal day. So you can take off and go mourn Roe v. Wade if he wants to. Mm-hmm. It's the time off is not for your mourning. It's for whatever you want. And that's why people who advocate for these random specific things, for specific pet care or whatever, that folds in under your personal days off. It folds in under whatever you want it to, both federal and state, and especially at some tech company. I'm sure he had limitless days. What cracked me up is that in addition to that quote he said where he was like, I guess this is the kind of company that, you know, fires a transgender or whatever, but he also put exactly why he was fired. He said, I was fired for, I'm paraphrasing here, not doing my job, disrupting the day of 275 people, and exercising poor judgment. And he spelled judgment wrong. And I'm like, yeah, no, That's what's called at-will employment, and that's why you're terminated. Mm.
And he's not even a vagina haver either.
No. Yeah, exactly.
You won't be getting one either.
Yeah.
Because he's unemployed, and you know why. You know, they like, you know, the...
Well, look at me.
Bacon there, Kat. Where am I? Last word to you. Any taking off any special days based on weird morning, like a band breaks up?
Well, if I do, then I'll let you know ahead of time.
Like,
but I don't think I've ever, I've never called in sad to work. You never see me. It's all right. But work's actually a great distraction when you're sad. Mm-hmm. But just the way that he twisted it, what he was like, they fired me. Now, he said the company email, like, now we know how they feel about people who speak out. It's like, no, we know how they feel about people who just don't work.
Didn't right.
Yeah, and didn't.
Yes.
And like,
didn't do it.
With no warning. Like, yeah I'm not
you're
doing
not a
that because of Roe v.
You're
Wade.
You're no Rosa Parks.
No, like, he was hungover.
Yeah.
Like,
no, was I'm pretty sure this wasn't the first time he was in mourning. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was mourning. He mourned a lot in February. It's Black History Month, and I'm in mourning. Yeah. He's mourning for this and mourning for that, and they finally said, good afternoon, you're fired.
He needs a mourning after pill.
Also, let's not
but no, he doesn't. He never will.
When did companies ever care about any of this stuff? Companies have never, even if they say they are, they're pretending.
No,
they go, here at Taco Bell, we stand with the Me Too movement. There's Me Too tacos. For 99 cents. Or it's all a scam. They don't care.
All to protect themselves from litigation. We're out of time. Thanks, Emily Cabano, Jeff Dye, Kat Tick, our studio audience, Fox News, and
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.